We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting the brand new Perek Cheresh Shenasa. Zok the Mishnah, it's a very long Mishnah, it covers the entire Perek on the first Amud, and this Mishnah is very familiar. We looked at a lot of these cases on the past few blocks. Now remember, a Cheresh who gets married, or Chareshes, that means a deaf and dumb person that gets married, it's Kedushin Rabbanon, because when the right said there's no Kedushin for a Cheresh or Chareshes, because Chazal consider them not a Ben Das. So a Cheresh Shenasa Pekachas, Cheresh married a healthy woman, or Pekach, a healthy man, Shenasa Chareshes, married a Chareshes, a lady who's deaf and dumb, Imrotza Lohoitzi Yoitzi. If you want to give a get, give a get. You could stay married. There's nothing to do with Yibam, Stam, but the Cheresh is to give a get. He's a Cheresh, or she's a Chareshes. No, Kashem Shu Kainis Bermiza, just like the whole marriage was Midrabanon, Bermiza, that the sign language was Darabanon. Kachom Maitz Bermiza, they can have a get also. When it's a Kedushin Darabanon, the get works, even though he's a Cheresh. But, Bekech, Shnosa Bekachas, if two healthy people got married, and it was Darais Diga marriage, Nischarsha, and they became deaf and dumb, Imrotza. So here is Chasha, she became deaf and dumb, not him. Imrotzo Yaitzi, he could give a get to her. Imrotzo Kaim, and keep her also. Nishtatis, lo Yaitzi. But if she went crazy, lo Yaitzi, because he cannot give a get to a crazy person. We'll see in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Beis why. But basically, because she's Meshalcha, she comes back and she doesn't have a yad, she can't watch her get. So if she goes crazy, you cannot give her a get anymore for the rest of your life, because Lamaisa, they had a marriage to Raisa. If he went crazy or he got deaf and dumb, they have to stay married forever because he can't give a get. Even though she's healthy, but he can't give a get. He's cherish. And it's talking about here a case where it's so it's the rise of the marriage. I don't understand. Why are ladies different than men? If she becomes deaf and dumb, and even though it's a raisa, still you give her a get, and it's fine. The ish is charish, and the ish can't give a get. What's the difference? No, it's very different. Anytime the ish amagarish, ish amagarishes. It's different. The ish amagarish is different than ish amagarishes. Why? She ish yoytze ritzayna, v'shtoy ritzayna. The loch is, you can give a get, even at her das. You give a das val karcha. Since you don't need her das, therefore you give a get to a charish. But ish ain't a mitzvah ritzayna. Ish only give a get if he has a ben das. Therefore, if he comes deaf and dumb, he cannot give a get. But ish could. If you don't need das, why can't you give a shaita? Like we spoke out, special reason why you can't give a shaita a get because she doesn't know how to watch a get and she comes back. Hey, the Rechem and Gudgada. So according to Taisha speaks out that the Chachamim are bringing a riot to the Teretz. That they bring an edus from Yechon ben Gudgoida, a chareshes shasi avia, a chareshes that the father married her off. Therefore, it's a kedushin deraisa. Usually, chareshes is only kedushin derabanan, but here it's a case where chareshes kedushin deraisa. Her father married her off. She yoitzav a get. She goes out a get. She doesn't have das. So you see, Amrulai, so Rabbi Chama say, Avzuk Yaitzabah. The case here also, where she came deaf and dumb afterwards, you see that you can give a get to someone who's not a bendas, just like the case of the Tano who got married by the father, who's a Chareshes, you give a get, because you give a get, Balkarcha, and therefore you don't hear a das, and there's a chilip between a man and a lady. Zok the Mishtavaita, Beis Achim Charoshim. Nasun Le Beis Achoyes Charoshes, all these cases are the abundant marriages. Two brothers that are married to two sisters that are charoshes, or shtei achayis pekachas, two sisters that are healthy, or shtei achayis echad charosh pekachas, so two sisters, one's healthy and one's not healthy, one's a charosh, one's not, or a different case, or beis achayis charoshes, two sisters that are deaf and dumb, nesu shtei achim pichim, they're married to two healthy men, or shtei achim charoshim, they're brothers, or two brothers that are deaf and dumb, or shtei achim echad charosh echad pekach. All these cases are all the rabbanan d'gayibum. All are born to get marriages. Hare el pturas min chalitza min ayibim. They are part of chalitza ayibim because mid araisa there is no marriage whatsoever, and therefore there is no chiyev chalitza and yibim. And what? No, that's not true. It's they are born to get marriages, so they're both the same level. And since they're sisters, so they're part of chalitza ayibim. Because if one of them dies, then it's a sister to your wife, and therefore it's part of chalitza ayibim. Maybe it shouldn't be a chazir. No, they're both even. They're both charoshes. They're both kedushin derabanan. The same exact type of kedushin derabanan. Therefore, the halacha is that they're both potom and chalitza v'yibum. Why? Because they're sisters. And by chos ishter, there's no yibum. But if they were not sisters and it's kedushin derabanan, then you can also you could do yibum, and you also could give a get to that yibum. Why? Because only yibum derabanan. Because the whole zikah is on derabanan, kedushin derabanan. So you give a get. But you can't give chalitza. Come over, you don't say chalitza, right? Why not? because a cheresh cannot give chalitza. We learned yesterday, a few days ago in the Gemara, that even though it's the Rabbanon, you still can't do chalitza, because chalitza needs kriya, and you can't do chalitza even by a kedushin de Rabbanon. But yet you could, but not chalitza. Two brothers, one cheresh, one zukech. They're married two sisters, pikachas, who are healthy. Meis cheresh bal pikachas. So it means the cheresh bal pikachas dies. So my yasa pikach bal pikachas. Remember here, it's a kedushin derabbanon. So here, there's no shaila about anything. Teitzim shema chayzisha. The pikach is married to the pikachas, the sister. And his wife's sister falls to Yibum, and from a kedushin derabbanon, so it's poshut that his wife overpowers the other one, and zachayis ishtoi, and no Yibum whatsoever. What about the opposite case? Meis pekech baal bekacha. So now, my yas the cheresh baal bekacha. The cheresh is married to the sister, but it's only kedushin derabbanon, and now a Yibum derives is falling towards him. So what does he have to do? Moitz ishtoi beget. He gives a get to his own wife. Now he can't do Yibum with his wife's sister because it's zachayis gerushosoi. And he can't give chalitza to her either because he's a cheresh. So ve'eshes achiv asur l'olam. His brother's wife who felt him to yibum, we asur l'olam. Why? Again, he can't do yibum because he was married to his sister with the rabban at least, and he had to give a get to his wife. And therefore, this zika, this yivama, is a cheresh gerusha. So he can't do yibum, and he also can't do chalitza.
It can't be first marriage.
Right? There's no miyun by a chareshes. The moral asks why taka, but there is no miyun by chareshes, only by katana. This thing is miyun. Zokta mishtavaita. Shnei achim pichim nesun shtei achoyes. If you have two achim that are healthy, married two sisters, one's a chareshes, achas chareshes, achas pikachas. So here, meis pikeach ba chareshes, which remembers only there are bona dega marriage. And they are sisters. So my yaseh pikech bal kachas teitz from a chayzisha. No problems here. You're married to your wife midiraisa. A lady falls yibum from a derabbanan and your wife's sister. Pashut's out. But more to the opposite case, meis pikech bal kachas, and he is married only derabbanan to his chareshas. So now he has a zika deraisa falling to him. My yaseh pikech bal chareshas. Moitzish to beget. He gives his wife a get. And now he cannot do yibum to the yivama because achoyes gerushasa. But since he's healthy, he gives chalitza. He gives chalitza to the eshes achim. Another case: shnei achim echad cheresh echad bekeach usum shtei achoyes. Two achim, one's a cheresh, one's a bekeach, married two sisters. Echad cheresh and bekeachas. It means the cheresh is married to the chereshes and bekeach married to bekeachas. So meis cheresh and the sisters, meis cheresh bal chereshes. He's married the Raisa. This is the Rabbanon, no Shaila. The opposite case is Shaila. And now he's married mid Rabbanon to his wife. Because now his wife is a Chayz Ziku Kosa, the Zika the Raisa coming here. But the person falling to him is Oslo Ilam. Why? He can't do Yibam because it's a Chayz Guru Shasa. They can't do Chalitza because he's a Cherish. Next case is not a case of sisters. Shnei achim echad cheresh echad bekeach nusun shtei nochriyos. Two brothers echad cheresh bekeach married to two achoyos pikachas. So meis cheresh bal pikachas. The cheresh bal pikachas dies. Ma yasab kech bal pikachas. He could do oich choylitz oich miyabim. There's a regular pikachas falling to him. There's not even though it's the rabbanon, but he could do yibum or he could do chalitza. He's a pikach. Meis pekech bal bekachas, mayas acheres bal bekachas, so he can't do chalitza. He's koinis ve'ne mois loylem. He's koinis and he can't give a get. Why can't he give a get? Because here it's a kedushin, it becomes a yibum deraisa, because his brother was married deraisa. So to him, the zika is yibum deraisa. And he can't give a get. The cheres can't give a get. On a deraistic kedushin, he can't give a get. He only give a get on a darabonic kedushin. He cannot give a get on the deraistic kedushin. Therefore, here, he won't ene mois loylem. Shnei achim pichim mesnum beis nachriyais. Again, it's not sisters here. But Doshali Yibum, two brothers who are healthy, married two Nachriyas, Achas Pekachas, Achas Chareshas, Meis Pekach Baal Chareshas, the Pekach Baal Chareshas falls to the Pekach Baal Pekachas, Ma Yasa Pekach Baal Pekachas, Koinis, he could do Yibum, from Ross Lloyd's Yoitz, he give a get, but he can't give Chalitza to her because she's a Chareshas. Meis Pekach Baal Pekachas, the opposite case, so now the rice to Yibum falling to this person, Ma Yasa Pekach Baal Chareshas, he could do Chalitza or Yibum. Why? Because here he could do Chalitza because she's a Pekach. She's healthy. And he could do even more so because now she has sisters over here, he could do even more so. Shnei achim echad cheresh echad bekeach nusun beis nochreis echad cheresh echad bekeachas. That means it's a cheresh married to chareshes and bekeach married to bekeachas, but they're not sisters. So meis cheresh bal chareshes and falls to yibum. My yasab bekeach bal bekeachas koines. He could do yibum, but he can't do chalitza because she's a chareshes. And Rosh Loitz Yoitz gives a get. Meis Bekech Baal Bekachas, Mayas HaKheresh Bacharashas. If the Bekech Baal Bekachas dies and falls the rice to the Yibum to the Cheresh, Mayas HaKheresh Bacharashas, kindness. Only thing you can do is being kindness. But anyway, we cannot give a get. Why not? Because he cannot give a get on a Kedushin Doraisa. And here's a Kedushin Doraisa because the Bekech was married to a Pekachas. So let's make a little Aschal on the Gemara. Omer Ram Bachama. Maishno Cheresh Bacharashas, that the king of Bonn is soon. Cheresh Bacharashas, we see we have all missed over here. We have a Kedushin, something called Kedushin de Rabbana. Now, when it comes to a Katan and a Shaita, if they decide to do Kedushin, does not work. A Katana works, but not a Katan. A little boy, a 10-year-old boy says, I want to make Kedushin, it's nothing, null and void. A Shaita wants to make Kedushin, it's nothing. A girl Shaita that wants to do something, it's nothing. What's the Chiluk? So Maishna Cheresh Bacharashas to Kimber Baron Nesuin, Maishna the Shaita Veshaita, like the Kimber Nesuin. By a Shaita, a man and a Shaita woman, there's no Nesuin. The Tainut and the Braisa. Shaita Vekata Shnosh Noshim, Omesu. A Shaita Vekata that married an Noshim and they died. And she's saying, Paturus Mechliz Yibim, their wife, their father, Mechliz Yibim. You know why? Because there's no marriage whatsoever. So what's the Chelp, the Cheresh Bacharashas and a Shaita and a Kata? So much like this. Cheresh Bacharashas, the Kaima, the Kanta Rabbanon. A Cheresh Bacharashas, which is possible that Chazal's Takana of Kedushin will be Matzliach. It'll work out. But why? Because it's very possible they have a very good marriage, Cheresh Bacharashas. They understand each other, they have a very good marriage. Tekinu Rabbanon soon. So you made it to Kanta Rabbanon soon. Shaita v'shaita, the Kaima, the Kanta Rabbanon, a Shaita gets married, it's a very good chance it's not going to work out. Even if they're married to a Pekeach. Even if they're married to a Pekeach, it's not going to work out. They know them darim nachash v'kifah achas. You can't live with a snake in one basket. You can't live with a shayita too long. So they're going to make it the kana d'rabbanan to make kedushin. It ain't going to work. Loi tekin rabbanan soon. So that's why shayita no tekana, because the kana will not work out. The chazal make takanas that are doomed for failure. U'maisa katan loi tekin rabbanan soon. V'cheir is tekin rabbanan soon. What's the name of the katan cheir? You know, katan could have a good marriage. So the Gemara says, Pasha. Cheresh, like, also, the clan of Suin, give him a Suin. A Cheresh, that he'll never come to a point where he can do the Suin, so we give him a Suin. But Katan, the also clan of Suin, the Katan will just wait till you have a mitzvah, you'll be able to do the Suin. No reason to make out the Kala, to give him a Suin. Right, the Gemara, right, Tana, the Asla, clan of Suin, doesn't come to the Suin. Why did we make out the Kala of Suin? To give him a Suin. So the Gemara, no, Hasa, I'm a special Shmira. So you're going to go by Minig Hefker. She can't watch herself. She needs a husband to watch her. We're talking about a lot of times she's a Yisayma. And therefore, we were misakin that she could have a condition thereof on her. So one more question. What Maishta Katana Dvamenes, that we allow me in Fektana, Maishta, your question, why Fektana do you have me in? Or Maishta Chareshas Leimimana, there's no me in. So Gemara says, the MK Bimnil in Asbala. If a Cheresh had a din, Chareshas had a din, it could do me in. No one's going to want to marry her. And this, why not? Because there's no gavul. For the rest of your life, it's only the Rabbanon. She could do mean any time. Mashikin a katana, there's a gavul. You could convince to stay until 12, and boom, she don't mean anymore. And therefore, there's no minimum nasula. By Chareshes, it's no limit, so you can't have mean. By katana, there's a limit, there could be mean.